Living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ。 Hey everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less. And today is no exception. Today, I'm talking about a very interesting conjunction as we learn how to bridge sentences together. This is another fairly common conjunction. However, I think it's very good to go into. In fact, today I'm going to talk about a couple of conjunctions, and that is... But. There's a lot of different ways to say but, and the important part about it is the level of formality that is given between the sentences. Today I'm going to go over demo, kedo, keredemo, and shikashi. These four main buts in Japanese all start at the beginning of the sentence and are probably the four most common, or at least the most commonly used, ways to express contrast or negation to a sentence, or at least between sentences. Let me explain to you what I mean. So, in Japanese, you often want to connect your sentences. It makes you sound one more fluent, and it helps you connect numerous ideas together. That being said, but is a very common expression. And while there are different ways to say but with like a verbs, as in like base te plus mo, as in like tabetemo, or soko ni ittemo, that is not as strong as having a but. Now, these different types of buts, now, they don't necessarily emphasize strength as much. Well, shikashi does, but they more emphasize the level of formality that you are going to be giving in the sentence. A good example of this is demo. Demo is the most informal or the least formal version of but in Japanese. So I can say, 私はアメリカ人。でも日本語が話せます。I am an American, but I can speak Japanese. That but in between sentences is a very simple but, and I can use that in mas form, with my sentence in mas form, or I can simply use it in plain form, as in if I said, 僕はアメリカ人だ。でも日本語話せる。That makes it so I'm leveling out the formality. Now, a level up from that is けど。けど is a slightly more polite than でも。This kedo can be used in the same exact spot as any other conjunction bridging two sentences. So if I, for example, said,
私は日本語が話せます。
けど、and there I put that in there, けど日本語が読めない。I can speak Japanese, however, I cannot read Japanese. And you continue on the same pattern. If I were to use keredemo, I'm leveling up the level of formality even more. So I went from formal to teine to even higher than that. So I'm taking each individual time and leveling them up one at a time. Then, you also have is shikashi. Now, shikashi is a little bit more of an interesting case because shikashi is actually used to also indicate strength. If I have a sentence that I use shikashi as the middle part, I'm making a strong stop to the sentence. So if I say,
これがいいけど,
that's good, but, however, I say,
これはいいです,
shikashi, that makes it strong. However, nevertheless, that's where I'd be using the shikashi there. With that, I am out of time. I will have to wrap it up here, and I will catch you tomorrow. Remember to make some mistakes, and until tomorrow... Johnny. Gotta punch in, get to work, sumi masen. Chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Hontoni, I stay facts. Uchi ni, I like that. You with me, you with me. Onee-san.